Big welcome to Tereda and Donna Brookbanks, our comedians today. Kia ora kōrua.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. Kia ora.
Bit of wild weather round about the traps, that's putting it mildly, causing some mayhem and quite a bit of pain. What do you do to keep yourselves warm today?
I put a jersey on.
I have some pants on.
Do you? Oh, yeah. Pants would have been good. Yeah.
Don't stand up, please, Raider. No. I can see you. So.
Yeah.
Don't have one of those Zoomy fails.
Exactly.
Yes, we actually lit the fire for a few nights, and it's been toasty. And it, like, literally so warm, pants not required, sitting around in my undies with the fire going. Good times.
Lovely.
West Auckland. Lovely image.
Oh, love the image.
You've got all the fire too. Going.
We have. Hey, I just call the cat. But Dunedin, always great. So, what's the word? So literary and so creative in that part of the world. Donna and I were just discussing their excellent Fringe Festival.
Yes.
Quite coming on there. But they've just had a little survey of the names of dogs that come through. People have to register their dogs and give them the names. 234 dogs in 2001 were called Bella. And just, like, what a way to confuse everybody. If you've got a dog at a dog park or a child at a kindy.
It's like yelling out, "Mum!" at the supermarket and every single woman turns around.
Yeah.
Do dog names correlate with human names in the most popular names list?
They do, actually.
I haven't done it. Yeah, I think they must do. Here, look, I'm going to go through the top five. Bella, Poppy, Charlie, Molly, Max.
You'd pick any of those for a newborn beautiful thing?
You could.
And actually, to be fair, even some further down the list are pretty good. Gooseberry Wiggles. Two of those.
It's quite a mouthful when you're calling from the back door, isn't it?
Yeah, Cloud Marshmallow I thought was good.
I like the ones, Radar, that are named after other animals, such as Raven and Caribou.
Yeah, I quite like that. And then they said there were some with veiled drug references, which I wouldn't have picked up initially. There were 35 Blazers, 13 Ices, and 10 Buds. I don't know whether those are veiled drug references or whether the person who was looking at these names has an issue that might need sorting out.
There's four Spatzes. I think that's pretty steady. I think that's been steady for a few decades.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Two that's pixels
very...
and one...
patriotic to Dunedin, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think it'd be cool to have something, name your dog something that you could call out at the dog park and everyone would freak out, you know, sort of like killer or hippo.
Watch out.
Watch out.
Actually, someone messaged me the other day. They said they just bumped into a dog called Radar, and I said, I bet it was badly behaved. And they said, well, yes, it was.
I like your theory, Donna. What about Jump? Pants. What if you called your dog Jump? Because when someone says jump, it's kind of hard not to just do it instinctively, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. How high, sit. Says the dog.
Owls are fun.
Or duck. Yeah, duck would be a terrible
duck
name.
Duck is great. Okay.
Heads.
Agree to disagree.
Get it behind heads.
Yes, exactly. They do tend to be more well-behaved and less liable to sort of create phone difficulties than children, though. It's one of my favourite stories of the week, and I'm just really confused by it. Kelsey Burkholder Golden gave her 2-year-old child the phone to play with for a while. Thought he was just taking photos. Suddenly there's a knock on the door and here's the DoorDash man, which I guess is their kind of food delivery mechanism, with 31 cheeseburgers from McDonald's, which somehow the 2-year-old had organized. The confusing part of the story was that she then offered 31 free cheeseburgers to anybody who wanted to come and collect. And I thought, wait a second. If you get 31 cheeseburgers, and you're offering 31 cheeseburgers, you're not going to eat a cheeky little cheeseburger, maybe two, put some in the freezer?
You don't even need to put them in the freezer, Radar. Those McDonald's cheeseburgers, they'll last for like 40 years in your cupboard.
We are thinking of apocalyptic sort of bunker prep at the moment. And maybe, you know, because a lot of those kits that you can buy, the dehydrated food, they're quite pricey. Just go out and we do have a new drive-through. Just stock up.
Someone was saying to me the other day, those dehydrated food packs, if you eat the dried mashed potato flakes or whatever you call them, if you don't put enough water with them, you can get quite sick. They like blow up in your stomach or something.
Right.
Anyway, I don't know.
Lots of things blow up in my stomach, unfortunately.
Yes, I reckon that's probably something to Google. I don't want anyone emailing in next week to go, I didn't believe Donna, so I thought I'd try it by just necking a bag of dehydrated.
And then being like, Donna, is that you? It was, mate.
You want to be careful how much water you drank afterwards, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah,
if you sort
exactly.
of rehydrate the dehydrate, it could all go wrong. Mm. Yeah.
There's a lot gone wrong this week. I don't know if you have rules for partners. This was a classic. And I know, when people post these things on TikTok, you go, are you just trolling people or do you really need some therapy? There was a woman whose name was The Freak Show Circus. She posted her 7 rules for boyfriends and social media interactions. The first of which was block anybody you've had a previous romantic relationship with, including even if you held hands, you've got to block them. You cannot like other people's photographs. You can't search for other women. What happened to this woman that she's so, I guess, lacks trust issues. Yeah, paranoid. Yeah, toxic.
Also, she had her disclaimer on this post was that almost every single one of my boyfriends has followed these rules. So if you're like, oh my God, I could never, it's okay, somebody else will. That, imagine having that confidence in your dating life.
Maybe she's right. Maybe it's that confidence that's quite inspiring. People go, yeah, that's what I want. A decisive person who bans any interaction I have with any other woman. You see, as some people rightly put it out, if a man had put these rules up, it would be considered quite toxic. I think when a woman puts it up, you just want to say, what happened? Who hurt you?
Okay, babes?
Why are you like this? Yeah. Unfortunately, I dated in a pre-internet era.
It did make life easier, didn't it? On all sorts of fronts.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
May I talk about my favourite story this week? Please.
Yes.
Great, thank you. There was an elephant at a zoo in Guatemala, and it alerted the zookeeper to an antelope that was in trouble in a lake in its pen, I guess, whatever you call it. And this elephant was, there's a video of it. The elephant is like, purr, purr, and then pointing its trunk towards the antelope who's struggling in this pond. And the zookeeper runs over and saves the antelope, all because of the elephant letting it know. But what I think, right, is that the antelope and the elephant have a thing going on where they know that if they get that zookeeper to save the antelope, they get treats. Because the elephant, because it alerted the zookeeper to this, he got some watermelon and some peanuts and some carrots. Zookeeper just got a certificate, gutted. But I think the elephant and the antelope have a ruse going where they share the treats because of this. Isn't that clever?
Sounds like an intermittent fast to me, but never mind. I'm supposed to be an elephant, it's luxury.
It's an intermittent farce.
that could have ended up.
I thought antelope could swim.
Well, that's what I mean. It's a ruse. It's all a ruse.
But then again, I thought maybe they've got quite thin little legs and dainty hooves. Mm. Maybe if they're sort of antelope
like
paddling, and I'm now demonstrating that for the benefit only of Donna,
very well,
by moving my hands vigorously in an up and down manner, maybe they don't get enough sort of traction in the water to lift their little bodies out.
Yeah.
I like the way they're conspiring together, Donna. I like your theory of that. And I think they should conspire together to divert the gamekeeper after he or she has opened the gate so that everyone can get the hell out of there.
Yes. Agree.
Donna, I've seen enough animated movies about animals in zoo creating a distraction to think, I think there's something in this.
Well, it's almost like this this seagull in England. Is it England? I think yes. Called Stephen Seagull, after Stephen Seagal, which I think is A++. This seagull goes into Tesco Extra and steals little packets of chips, sometimes up to 3 times a day.
It's called evolutionary adaptation.
Yeah, they reckon if you added them up, it's around 17 kilos of packets of chips, around 300 pounds, and it just sort of hangs around outside and waits. And what I love is they go, we think it's the same seagull, but how do you know? They're just what's a group of seagulls called? A pod? A squawk? A squawkophony? I don't know. But maybe there's just a lot of very clever seagulls. And And a little bit like Donna, I'm looking at things like this now, and these are portents and signs.
Taking over. Go back and watch Hitchcock's The Birds. Hey, a lovely name from the Dunedin dog namey thing. Lord Furball McFluffy. Yeah, bit of a mouthful again. I prefer Jump, the dog park. I like it. Thanks, Tereda. Thanks, Donna.